Okay, so fashion, right? It kind of gets a bad rap sometimes. Superficial, some people say.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's this whole massive industry behind it, and it's facing some pretty huge problems. Like, we're taught the clothes we wear every day, the journey they take to actually, like, get to us.
You're absolutely right. People often focus on trends, not the reality of fashion's supply chain.
Exactly. And they can be so convoluted.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Super opaque.
So that's where things get really interesting. We're going to deep dive into how blockchain is shaking things up.
Blockchain.
Yeah, you know, the tech behind Bitcoin, it's revolutionizing how fashion brands work, like from the farms to the factory, all the way to your wardrobe.
Interesting.
We're using an article from Global Textile Times, and get this, it's an industry publication, not like some tech magazine.
Oh, wow.
So their perspective is like extra valuable, you know?
Definitely adds a layer of credibility.
For sure. So we're not just going to define blockchain. We're going way deeper.
Deeper.
Yeah, like what problems does it really solve in fashion? And like, why should anyone even care?
I think it's important because this tech could actually give shoppers, the average person, more power.
To make better choices.
Exactly, more ethical choices.
Okay, so let's paint a picture here. Fashion supply chains, they're notoriously complex. Countless steps, middlemen everywhere, zero transparency.
Oh, yeah, it's like trying to find your way through a maze blindfolded.
Seriously. And get this, the fashion industry loses billions, billions every year to counterfeit goods.
Wow, that's a shocking figure.
Right. And it's not just brands being hurt, it's consumers too. You think you're getting a good deal and you end up with a fake.
Absolutely.
Not just about money, though. There's a whole ethical side to this too.
Huge ethical implications. Counterfeiting often relies on, really bad labor practices.
Yeah, undermines the brands actually trying to do things right.
Exactly.
So we've got this massive problem, right? Like opaque supply chains, counterfeits everywhere. This is where blockchain's potential comes in. Imagine like a digital ledger. Every step of a product's journey is recorded, like meticulously.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so for those of us who are like, blockchain, what is that? Can you break it down? Like, what is it simply?
Sure. So at its core, blockchain is a digital ledger, but it's decentralized. It can't be changed, and it's publicly verifiable.
Okay.
So imagine like a chain of blocks. Each block has info about a transaction. And once you add a block to the chain, it's linked to the one before it, and it can't be tampered with.
So it's permanent.
Permanent record, yeah. And no one person or company controls it.
So it's kind of like a digital paper trail, but it can't be erased or messed with.
Exactly. And anyone can see it and confirm the info.
Wow. Okay, so this is bigger than Bitcoin, clearly. So how does this chain of blocks thing actually work with fashion, which is, let's face it, a little messy?
Well, that's what's really exciting. Like each link in the chain, from the cotton farm to the dye house to the factory to the store, it can all be recorded. We like literally track a t-shirt's whole life cycle.
Whoa, wait, so we'd know everything?
Potentially, yeah.
But hold on, is that even possible? I mean, think about how many clothes are made. Wouldn't that be like a ridiculous amount of data?
You're right. That's one of the big challenges with blockchain. Like, can it handle that much information? It's called scalability.
Scalability.
But there are different types of blockchains. Like, Bitcoin's a public one, open to everyone. But in fashion, they'd probably use private or consortium blockchains. So access is limited, makes the data more manageable.
Ah, okay, so different blockchains for different things. Got it. But going back to transparency, how does blockchain actually make sure things are ethical? Like, yeah, we can track a shirt, but how do we know the people making it are being treated fairly?
Well, that's where the immutable part comes in. Once information is added, it can't be changed. So if a brand says they use organic cotton or pay fair wages, that's on the record permanently.
So they can't lie about it.
They could try, but it'll be really obvious. And it's not just brands controlling the story anymore. Because anyone can check this info, consumers, watchdog groups, brands are going to be held accountable.
Wow. So it's about more than just being transparent just for the sake of it. It's about using that transparency to force real change.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm officially interested. Let's get into some real examples. Like, how is blockchain actually making a difference in the lives of the people making our clothes?
All right, so yeah, so this is where it gets really powerful. One of the like huge challenges in fashion is making sure workers are treated fairly across the whole supply chain. And blockchain can really help with that.
Okay, but how does a digital ledger actually make things better for like the actual garment workers? Seems like a big jump.
Think of it this way. We create this like transparent record of everything that happens in production. We can see if workers are getting paid fairly. if the conditions are safe, you know, if they're being treated ethically. It's not just about where a shirt goes, but the conditions it was made in.
So it's built in, like, right into the garment.
Yeah, almost like a checks and balances system woven right into the fabric.
Literally, but, like, who's actually doing the checking?
That's the cool part. It's not just one person or group. Brands, auditing firms, even just regular consumers, advocacy groups, they can all access the information.
Ah, so brands can't just ignore it anymore?
It's much harder to, and it goes back to what we were talking about before, consumers voting with their wallets.
Right. If people know what's going on, they can choose to support the brands doing the right thing.
Exactly. Consumers are getting more aware of the ethical side of fashion. They want to buy things that align with their values.
And when they do that, they're sending a message to the whole industry, like, hey, this matters.
Right. Transparency and ethical production are not optional anymore.
I love that. But are there, like, actual examples of this happening? Brands using blockchain to actually help workers?
For sure, sure. Have you heard of Fashion Revolution?
Remind me.
It's this global movement. They're all about transparency and sustainability in fashion. And they're partnering with some blockchain companies.
Really?
Yeah. They're using the tech to track working conditions, make sure people are being paid a living wage. It's about giving workers a voice.
That's amazing. So inspiring. Okay, but let's be real. Implementing this stuff across, like, the whole global fashion industry, that can't be easy.
Definitely not. It's a huge undertaking. I think cost is a big hurdle.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like, implementing this tech, it can be expensive, especially for smaller brands.
They're probably already struggling.
Exactly. And then there's the technical side of things. You need people with the expertise to integrate it with, like, the systems brands are already using.
Yeah, it's not like there's a blockchain for dummies book.
Not yet, anyway.
So it's complicated. What about the data itself? We keep saying it needs to be accurate. What if someone enters the wrong information?
That's a great point. And that's where blockchain's immutability, which is a strength, it can also be a problem. Like, if bad data gets entered, it's there forever. It can't be changed.
So it backfires.
Yeah, kind of. Garbage in, garbage out.
Makes sense. So data accuracy is crucial. Okay, but what about shoppers? Is there a risk of too much information? Like, do I really want to be, like, analyzing blockchains every time I buy a t-shirt?
Oh, totally. That's a valid point. And the good news is you don't have to. Think of it like buying organic food, you know?
Okay.
You see the label, it says it's organic, you trust that. You don't need to know all the details behind it.
So it can be simplified?
Yeah, definitely. Like, imagine scanning a tag with your phone. Boom. You instantly see information about how that garment was made.
Wow.
No confusing data or anything, just simple summaries, fair labor, sustainable sourcing, even stuff like its carbon footprint.
I like that. That actually makes me feel like I can make a difference.
Exactly. It empowers consumers to make choices that reflect their values.
But even with that, we still have to trust that the info is accurate. Like, how do we really know?
That's where independent verification comes in. Imagine groups like, you know, Fair Trade or the Global Organic Textile Standard, GOTS.
Yeah, I've seen that label.
So they can use blockchain too, like, to verify and certify ethical practices so you see their seal of approval and, you know, it's legit.
Okay, so we're combining blockchain with organizations we already trust.
Right. It's still early days, and there are definitely challenges, but the potential here is huge.
I'm seeing that. So we talked about supply chains, ethical production, but what about after we're done with our clothes? Does blockchain have anything to do with making fashion more sustainable after we buy things, like with waste and all that?
You know, that's a really important question. Like, we tend to forget about what happens to our clothes after we're done with them, right?
Totally. Out of sight, out of mind. So can blockchain help make fashion more sustainable beyond just, like, the ethical making of the clothes?
It really could. There's this idea of circular fashion. It's getting really popular.
Circular fashion.
Yeah, basically designing clothes to be reused, repaired, even recycled.
Okay.
And blockchain could be a big part of that.
So how does that actually work? Like, how does blockchain fit into all of that?
Okay, so imagine each garment has, like, its own digital identity on the blockchain.
Like a what? A profile?
Kinda. It has all this information about the materials, how it was made, even, like, who owned it before.
So it's like a digital passport for your shirt.
Exactly. And it stays with that garment, you know, so even if you donate it, we can still track it.
Wow. So we'd know if it got resold.
Yeah, or repaired, or even eventually recycled. So clothes are valued more and they stay in use longer.
That's so cool. Less waste, better for the environment. Are there actual companies doing this right now?
Oh, yeah. There's The RealReal. They do luxury consignment.
I've heard of them.
They use blockchain to, like, authenticate designer stuff and track it. So people buying secondhand know they're getting the real deal.
That makes sense. What about brands that, like, design with this circular idea in mind from the beginning.
There's a platform, circular.fashion.
Catchy name.
Right. They help brands design clothes specifically for this system. And they use blockchain to track, you know, the whole life cycle. So they can take stuff back, recycle it, all that.
It's like a whole new way of thinking about clothes.
Totally.
So do you think blockchain is like the key to making fashion truly sustainable? Like, is this the future?
It definitely has the potential. But like any new tech, there will be bumps along the way, you know, and everyone in the industry needs to work together to make it happen.
For sure. It all comes down to the brands being willing to actually do this stuff.
Right.
What do you think will like really push them to change?
Honestly, I think it's us, consumers.
You mean shoppers?
Yeah, as we learn more about the, you know, the impact of fast fashion, the ethical problems, the environmental damage, we'll start demanding better, and our choices will force brands to adapt.
And blockchain gives us the power to make those choices, right? Because we have more information.
Exactly. It's not enough to just want better. We need to know what better actually looks like.
This has been so eye-opening, expert speaker. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Really interesting conversation.
I hope everyone listening is feeling, I don't know, maybe a little bit inspired to make some changes.
Me too. It's about making more conscious choices, thinking about where our clothes come from and where they go after we're done with them.
So to our listeners, keep learning about sustainable fashion. There's so much information out there. Support the brands doing the right thing. And remember, every choice we make, it has an impact. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into blockchain and the future of fashion.